You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is Isaiah 35. It's a beautiful chapter which is very joyful, this picture of restoration, and it alternates between creation and God's people, going back and forth twice between those two areas. Begins like this: the desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground, bubbling springs. In the haunt where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. What a beautiful vision of the restoration of all things, of the power of the kingdom coming, the restoration, the redemption promised, transforms all of creation. We see this image of the desert being transformed into a watered land, the glory of these fertile areas of Carmel and Sharon and Lebanon, transforming all of the land. The weak, those who are infirm, are strengthened. The fearful have been made brave and courageous because God's justice is coming. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save his people. He will come to heal. The eyes of the blind open, the ears of the deaf unstopped, the lame leaping, and the transformation of water infusing and permeating all, of the predators being banished, a safe way for pilgrims to travel closer to the Lord, to journey to Zion, singing songs of joy. Imagine being on the pilgrim way. Imagine the life that we go through, which has periods of desert, of feeling dry and dusty, of feeling like the predators are upon us, our weaknesses are the only thing that we know. Imagine this redemption for your life and for all those that you know. Pray for God's transformation, that when we experience the predation of the world and the enemies of God, lean into this image. Find hope in the picture of redemption that the Lord gives us in this prophecy of Isaiah. What comes is in life includes weakness, challenge, all of these infirmities, all of the sorrow in the very land in creation. But the end that is written is one of redemption, of fullness, of flowing water, of green and growing things, and of a people, of not loneliness, but a people together traveling pilgrimage to the Lord with joy singing songs and being those who travel to the Lord. Let this be an image for the coming week of coming into the joy of expecting God's presence, knowing that whatever trials and afflictions that we have, God's redemption is for all those who travel towards Him, who stay on the path. However challenging, however dark, however difficult our circumstances are, the end is beautiful, is worth moving towards to the heavenly Jerusalem, that gladness and joy will overtake us, brothers and sisters, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. May that be an inspiration for this day and for the coming week. Come, Lord Jesus.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.